Zaf Lam Ches, we begin the new parak, the fourth parak, parak Atcheles. So the Mishnah begins, the parak begins, Atcheles, Eino, Ma'akeves, Zalavan, Velavan, Eino, Ma'akeves, Atcheles. One without the other is Ma'akev, you can have one without the other. Meaning if you have all four strings, you know the four strings that get bent over to turn to eight, if all of them are going to be Tcheles, it's fine, B'dievet. If all of them are Lavan, it's all fine, B'dievet. So then the Mishnah says, Tfila Shayad Eino Ma'akeves as Sharosh, V'Sharosh Eino Ma'akeves as Shalyad. Same thing with Tfilin. If one only has a Yad or only has a Sharosh, one may still put on Tfilin and Biyotze that particular mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Lema Masisin Delo Krebi. Let's say our Mishnah is not like the Shita of Rebbe. What does Rebbe say? Natani the Brisa tells us, quotes the Pasuk, Re'isim Oso, Melamich Amachman Dedze. The pasuk is Re'isim Oso, referring to Tcheles and Lavan, but yet calls it Oso in the singular, tells us that it's a unit and they are me'akev each other. It's only Oso when they're there all together. That's Divrei Rebbe, which is against our Mishnah. Chacham Omer Ein Ma'akev, he thinks not, it's not me'akev. One without the other is actually fine with regards to tzitzis. So my time with the Rebbe, what's the reason of Rebbe why he thinks they're me'akev each other? So he says, Dechsiv ha'kanaf, min kanaf. The kind of the type of corner. So seemingly we're assuming the beged something lavan. It's something white. Rashi min kanaf hainu lavan. It's white. The rov talesos shapishim hain levanos. Most types of linen begadim are made a white color. So therefore the string should be min kanaf, the same type of material, the same color as the beged. So that's from min kanaf. It should be lavan. But then the pasuk also says uksiv psil techeles, that there should be a strand of techeles. So there are two types of colors going on here. Yet the pasuk says Amar Rachmana, the Torah tells us Reisim Oso, calling it as a unit, Adikar Tavayu Bechad. They have to be there together. You need both them. One without the other would be Chisaron and would not fulfill the mitzvah. So that's Shita's Rebbe, that they are me'akev each other. But our Mishnah is like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold Reisim Oso Kochad Lechudei Mashma. No, it's seeing it or that. That's either the Lavan or the Techeles. Oso is not referring to it as a unit, referring to each one independently, and therefore it's not, neither one is ma'akev the other. And so there Gemara says, so we see that Mishnah lema delo krebi. So let's say our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. So comes along Amar Yehuda Amar Rav afilu tamer Rebbe. You could say our Mishnah also goes like Rebbe. How so? Lo nitzacha elal likadim. He's only referring to, in terms of in the order. Meaning our Mishnah is talking about, Rebbe says one without the other is in fact puzzle. But our Mishnah says, Ma'akev, it's not referring to one without the other. Even our Mishnah requires both Tcheles and Lavan. It's referring to the order in which you put it in. So Rashi explains here, actually read the Gemara. The Gemara tells us, Lo nitzcha el lekadim, the Tanya. Mitzvah lahakdim Lavan leTcheles. Ideally, one should first put the string, the white strings in it, and then the Tcheles strings. If you do the opposite order, im hiktim Tcheles, lelavan yatzav. If you put Tcheles strings in it first, and then the Lavan, you're going to be only Yotze B'dievid. That's what the Mishnah is referring to, Ma'akevis, in terms of the order. But Eina Chanami, our Mishnah says you need both Tcheles and Lavan, so our Mishnah does work well even with Shitas Rebbe.
Put them all in at the same time.
Yeah, in Echanami, yeah. Like those are Bevas Achas, a theory. You could do that as also if you want. But referring to, I guess, putting them in different orders. So but ideally, Lavan should be first. So the question is, Bevas Achas, would that be considered the same time? Would that be considered Lavan first, or is that considered Tcheles first? But from the Gemara, it says Lavan should go first, and afterwards Tcheles. And if one does Im Hiktim, again, last two lines, Im Hiktim Tcheles, Lelavan, if you put the Tcheles before Lavan, your Yotze, Ela Shechiser Mitzvah, you're missing Mitzvah. What does it mean, my Chiser Mitzvah? What kind of Mitzvah are you missing if you're doing it in the other order? So the Gemara says now, going on to Amud Beis, Ilema, if you're going to tell me Chiser Mitzvah de Lavan, the Kai Mitzvah de Tcheles, if you put Tcheles in first, and you put Lavan afterwards, you're missing the Mitzvah of Lavan. If that's what it means, your mamish don't get credit for the Mitzvah of the white strings, Le Rebbe, Ikuva Ma'akeves Ahadade. So Rashi says here, Ilema Chiser Mitzvah, top line, De Lavan, Vahavikilu Lo Nitnu Lagamres, if you didn't put the white in at all, Amayatza Ha Le Rebbe Kuva Ma'akev. If it's now viewed as if the white isn't there, even though it actually is there. But if the Mishnah is telling us, the Brisa is telling us that if you put Tcheles in first, and Lavan afterwards, it's Chiser Mitzvah, which means now it's as if the Lavan isn't there. So Rebbe holds, if the Lavan isn't there, your mamish pasul, it's Ma'akev Lagamre. So it wouldn't be simply chisa mitzvah, it would be no mitzvah at all. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, shechiser mitzvah v'asa mitzvah. You're missing the full mitzvah, but you still have fulfilled a mitzvah. What does that mean? So my chisa mitzvah, Dilo Avid Mitzvah Minamuvchar. It makes it very clear what it's telling us here is that you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah in the best possible way. So what comes out from all this is that Rebbe says both Lavan and Tcheles are Ma'akiv. You need both of them. Ideally, one should put the Lavan in first and then afterwards put the Tcheles in. If one put Tcheles in first and then the Lavan, you fulfill the mitzvah, but you just are lacking. It's not considered a mitzvah min ha-mufchar, and that's how he would read our Mishnah. Okay, the Gemara now tells us five lines down. Hatinach Lavan deina Ma'akiv et Tcheles. I understand a case where the white is not Ma'akiv. As a tcheles, that I understand, meaning what? That's understanding if you put the tcheles in first. So then, okay, you put the lavan afterwards, that's the scenario. But what does it mean, tcheles de'enu ma'akeves es ad lavan? Mai, what's the case that the tcheles is not ma'akeves ad lavan? What's the situation that's referring to even? So the Gemara says, Rashi says here, look at tcheles de'enu ma'akeves es ad lavan, mai, the mashma im hiktim lavan. Right, if we're understanding now, according to Rebbe, the Mishnah is when it says Tcheles is a Ma'akev and Lavan, and Lavan is not Ma'akev, it's a Tcheles, it means the order, and putting things in, which comes first. So I understand the first case, that the Lavan is not Ma'akev, it's Tcheles, which means, if I put Tcheles in first, the Lavan won't stop that mitzvah. The mitzvah is still going to work if I do Tcheles and then Lavan. But what does it mean that the Tcheles is a Ma'akev and Lavan? Does that mean I put Lavan in first, and I put Tcheles in second? We're saying that Tcheles is a Ma'akev the Lavan. That's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to put in Lavan and then Tcheles afterwards. So what is the Mishnah describing here? That, oh, don't worry, if you put Lavan in first, it's not Ma'akev. That's not Bidyevet, that's L'chachila, how it's supposed to be done. So what does the Mishnah mean that the Tcheles is a Ma'akev as a Lavan? So the Gemara says, Ma'hi Amarami Barchama lo nitzcha el talas shetchul Tcheles. Now, we always think that the Beged is always white. So when the Beged's white, you put the white in first, and then you put the Tcheles in. If you do the opposite, we say, okay, not a big deal. The Lavan's not Ma'akeves, it's a Tcheles. But what happens if the Beged's all Tcheles? So then if the Beged's all Tcheles, we say the Tcheles should go in first. And if you do the Lavan first, that's Bidyavid. We say, if you did the Lavan first in that case, we say the Tcheles is a Ma'akev. So that's the other scenario. So the Gemara explained this at greater length now, a situation where the Talos is Kulo Tcheles. So Gemara explained, Itmar Nami, it was also stated, Amar Lei Levi L'Shmuel. Aryeh, that was his name. Aryeh is Lashon of Aryeh. He was like a king. So, Lo Tesev Achracha Adim Mefarshis Li Laha Milsa. Don't sit down, don't bend your knees until you've explained to me the following matter. Hatcheles Eina Ma'akeves Es HaLavan. V'Lavan Eina Ma'akeves HaTcheles. Mahi, what's it referring to? And the Gemara answers, Amar Lei Lo Nitzcha Ela L'Sadin B'Tzitzis. You have a regular beged that's made of sadin or made of linen. It's typically white. The mitzvah is to put the white in first. My taima hakanaf min kanaf, the same type of material and same color as the beged. That's the string that should go in first. However, yihiktim tcheles lavan less than buff. You do the opposite order. You put tcheles in first, and not a problem. You still have the mitzvah, just not the mitzvah min mufchar. But what's the case of Tinech? I understand. We just explained the Lavan, Deina Ma'akev is a Tcheles. That's what we just explained. But what's the situation of Tcheles, Deina Ma'akev is a Lavan? If you did a Lavan first, we say, don't worry. Even though Tcheles is second, the Tcheles is not going to be Ma'akev the Lavan. Put the Tcheles in now. We always put the Lavan in first. Samahi, Amarle, Rami Barchama, Lo Nitzcha Ela Letalis Shekula Tcheles. If it's a Talis, is all blue, all Tcheles, whatever the color Tcheles is, the mitzvah lakdume tcheles bereish. In that situation, the tcheles should go in first. Why? Da kanaf min kanaf. It's the same color as the material of the beged. And since the beged is made of tcheles, the strings that go in first should also be that of tcheles. However, in this particular scenario, I akdim lavan bereish. If you put the lavan, the white, in first, even though the talis is kula tcheles, still we say less than but, it's not a problem. You still have fulfilled your mitzvah. No, same thing. It just elaborates on it. Itmar Nami. It was just a little bit elaborated, but same exact thing. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Rava comes along and says, Mide Tziva Kagarim. You're telling me the color of the beged, that's going to dictate the order of which strings goes in first? The Mide Tziva Kagarim? So El Amar Rava. Rava has a whole other pshat. We're not talking about the order of which goes in first. The Lavan always goes in first. So what's he talking about? So Amar Rava, Lo Nitzcha Ela Le Gardumim. What's Gardumim? So Rashi explains Gardum, and we saw this already before. Gardum is Hainu Shirayim Shinishtayaru La'acha Shinifsiku. You have the strings, everything's threaded properly, knotted properly, and then it snaps. It breaks. So now you have a little bit left over. So that's what we're referring to. Gemara says, I agardim tcheles v'kai lavan, vi agardim lavan v'kai tcheles lasem ba'a. Let's say the tcheles, igardim tcheles, if the tcheles is now left over, it's snapped off, and the strings, the white strings are the one that are long. Or the white strings snapped off, and the blue ones that are long. Either way, lasem ba'a, it's not a concern. It's all going to be fine. Damri b'nei rebichia gardume tcheles k'sherin, v'a gardume eiz of k'sherin. If it's a, as long as it was tied properly initially, and now it's ripped off, as even though it's ripped off and it's leftover, we say leftover tcheles is kosher. So to leftover eiz, if it's referring to parduma, if you're sprinkling the right shear and then your eiz gets very short, as long as it was initially the right size, as long as there's some leftover right now, it's going to be kosher. So that's what it's talking about. Nothing at all to do with the order of placing tcheles versus lavan. That's Rava's pshat. Now on the topic of gardumin, the Gemara asks a question around the last 10 narrow lines, a kama shir gardumin. How long does a gardumin have to be? Oftentimes, certainly kids, when their titus breaks, there's like nothing left after the knot. How long does it have to be considered shirayim? That's good enough for the mitzvah. So there's a big discussion in posting, but just very simply from the Gemara here, Amar Bar Hamaduri Amar Shmuel Kidei La'anvan. It has to be long enough whereby you could tie a little bow, a little knot, and that's long enough. So then they ask a question: Ibarilon Kidei La'anvan La'anvan Kulo Bahadade Oduma Kochad V'Chalechude. Does it mean to tie a knot around the other eight strings, which you need more, or tie a knot around itself, which you need a little bit less to tie around itself? And the Gemara ends off in a teiku. We're not really sure how to paskin and how long that has to be. So then the Gemara asks: Bai Rav Ashi Alimi, let's say you have very thick strings, just it's too thick to tie a knot with each other. But it's long enough, had it been in theory thin, you could have tied a knot. Just because it's so thick, you just can't bend it in such a way to make it a knot. Is that considered, is it based on the length, or is it based on whether you can actually tie them or not tie them? So let's say you have a very, or you have a tzitzis that someone glued, and that became very stiff, and you just can't tie it because it's too stiff, but it's long enough that if it were soft, it could tie. Is that good enough? Do you have to be able to practically tie it, or long enough that in theory it can be tied? So the Gemara says, "My, what's the halacha? Amr le Rav Acha Berei the Rav le Rav Ashi Kol Shekein the Minchar Mitzase." That certainly is good enough because we don't really care whether you could tie it to itself or not. We want it to be long enough. Is it recognizable? So if it's thicker strings, it's certainly more recognizable than it had been thinner strings. Again, it's not because you could tie it. That was just the shear that we used. But the real ikker is: it recognizable? Is it long enough or thick enough to be recognized for the mitzvah? And therefore, if it's thicker, it's actually better. So then the Gemara says, "Man Tana de Palagale the Rebbe." Who is the opinion that argued on Rebbe? On Amud Aleph, we have the Shita of Rebbe that said you need both Tchelis and Lavan, one without the other is Ma'akev. So who's the opinion that says it's not Ma'akev? You can have Tchelis without Lavan. You may have the Lavan without Tchelis. Gemara says, "Hi Tanahu." The following Tana, the Tanya, the Brisa tells us, "Rebbe Yitzchak Omer Mishum Rebbe Nosson, Shemar Mishum Rebbe Yosi Aglili, Shemar Mishum Rebbe Yochanan Benuri, Ein Tchelis Meitel Lavan." If there is a Tchelis, one can place Lavan instead. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful day, and tomorrow we should have much more time.